Hey everybody, this is Desiree from the Sacred Tribe, and today I kind of wanted to talk about the importance of shadow work. So, for those that don't know, shadow work is taking a look at your deepest pains, fears, and experiences that you've gone through in your life, in healing those things from the past. Because for me, one thing I have learned is if we do not work towards healing those things, it will reflect in everything that we do. Your shadow side. A lot of people don't like to take a deeper look into your shadow side, but we all have a shadow side. And for me, once I finally accepted my shadow side, instead of being ashamed of my shadow, being ashamed of my deepest fears, my insecurities, my pains from the past, I really opened up that part of me so that way I could take a deeper look into actually healing those things. And it's a painful process. It's not something that is going to happen instantly. It takes time. It takes time. It takes effort. It takes wanting to heal those things so that way we do not project our pain onto others and situations. So I thought I would just kind of share some things that have helped me with this process. So there is a few terms out there in the spirituality community, dark night of the soul, you know, of course, shadow work. There's all different kinds of terms for it, but basically, what we're gonna do is I'm gonna share some things, my little bit of what I did, and how it helped me. So, with Mercury retrograde and everything that's going on right now, you may find that you have a lot of things coming up from the past. Things may be triggering you. What I would like to encourage you to do is when you are triggered, to really look at that situation from below the surface. So we want to ask ourselves, why is this situation triggering me? Why is it upsetting me? Why is this bringing up these emotions? And when you really take a deep dive, I'm not just talking about on the surface level. What from that situation happened within yourself that you need to take a look at and heal within yourself? Do you have feelings of guilt? Do you have feelings of shame? Do you have feelings of anger? Do you have feelings of abandonment? Is it triggering other wounds within your inner child? There's so many different aspects to all situations. And when you really look at what is the core of the issue, that's what you want to get down to. What from this situation is still staying with me? What do I need to heal? And when you do that with all of your shadow work, that's when you can start the process of actually healing it. Did it bring up abandonment issues within yourself, or self-sabotaging, or, you know, not being able to open up because fear of being vulnerable? You know, There's so many different inner child wounds that can be brought up. So, and the only person that can really do the shadow work is ourselves, because we only understand everything that we've been through, right? We know what happened, which means when we work towards healing it, we are the people that can heal it within ourselves. You know, we have to take charge of our own healing. We have to try and work through these triggers, understand the triggers, understand our shadow self, so that way we can actually, instead of suppressing these emotions, pushing them down, pretending like they're not there, we can actually heal them from within and become the person that we're meant to be. We're not meant to be these wounded, angry people. You know, that's based on experiences that have happened and pain, right? So, yes, it's hard. It's hard to take a look at your shadow self. But at the end of the day, if you really take a look at all different situations and what things you can take away from that situation to improve your life for the better, to make you a stronger person, you know, what did you learn from that you can take away? If, you know, depending on the situation, you know, sometimes just very traumatic things happen to us, and, you know, accepting and understanding that no matter how much inner healing we do, some situations, you know, you're still going to have emotions from, and that is okay. It's okay to have emotions. Allow yourself to have emotions. Accept that you have emotions. The problem comes up when we try and hide those emotions. We try and suppress those emotions. We try and escape those emotions. That's when it really starts to affect us. Whether through escapism, you know, such as, you know, finding different outlets, unhealthy outlets to escape your emotions, whether it's through drinking or, you know, addictions or anything like that. That's what happens when our inner demons, we don't feel like we can conquer them. But we can. We can. I've been there. I have been there. Trust me. You know, I've been so many times where my own inner demons have tried to destroy me. But in that moment, when you feel like just giving up, just giving in, that's the moment where you do find your strength. You know, when you feel like you have nothing left to give, like you've lost everything, and all you can do is just drag yourself forward, at the most important thing in that is that you're still moving forward, no matter how painful it is, no matter how much you feel like you just can't do it, you still do it. That's the most important part, not giving up. So shadow work, yes, it's painful, but it's important to look at yourself from a higher perspective and understand why you are the way you are. So that is why I am so big on inner healing and shadow work, because we should always be growing. We should always be evolving. I am not the same person that I was a year ago. And that's something to be proud of. You know? Anybody can transform. Anybody can grow. anybody can be forgiven. Do you forgive yourself for all the things that has happened in your life? Do you forgive the other people that were involved? Forgiveness is for yourself. It's not for other people. That's the most important thing that I want to mention with that. Acceptance of the past. When we accept the past, we can move forward and find forgiveness within ourselves. So some things that can help you with your shadow work. When these triggers come up, analyze them. Not just focusing on the pain. I'm not saying that because that can put us in a downward spiral. Focusing on why is this triggering me? What feelings is this bringing up that makes me feel triggered? Does it make me feel abandoned? Does it make me feel not loved? Does it make me feel like I'm not worthy of love? What is it? Write it down. Write out your thoughts. This is something that is so important with inner healing, is you have to have a way. If you feel like you cannot talk to anybody about it, you need to be able to talk to yourself, not just in your head. You have to find a way to get these emotions and these feelings out in a healthy way. So that's why I'm very big on writing it out. And if you want to burn it, you know, if you don't want a copy of your deepest feelings somewhere in the world, that's fine. Go ahead and burn it, destroy it, you know, but it's all about the act of releasing those emotions onto paper. Because the more that we suppress, the more it becomes painful for us, the more we cannot heal from it. You have to acknowledge it, acknowledge your inner healing so that you can grow. So I'm going to be talking more about shadow work in a few upcoming episodes. So please stay tuned because I, you know, for me personally, shadow work has helped me so much. I did not realize how everything in my life was a reflection of my own inner pain from different situations. So we're going to have some upcoming topics on this. But thank you so much, guys, for listening. And I would love to hear your feedback in different topics you would like on healing. But thank you so much. And just keep moving forward, you know, dive deep, express it in a way that you're comfortable, even if it's just to yourself, acknowledge it and let it go, release it. Find a way to release those emotions so that way it's not just drowning you in your own shadows. So, yeah. Okay. Well, you guys have a wonderful day, and I will talk to you soon. Thank you. Bye.